reading? You buy a brother? Check out. Why? Should I call him? Did
zogdig im Moment. Tanya name hochi. Interessant, Rabbi Nudovitz speaks out that Tani Nameochi is a Rai Seifer Rove and Seifer Abaye. For Rove, it's in the first Mandoma, and from Abaye, it's in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Nudovitz says, why it doesn't say Leime Ketanoi? Just Tani Nameochi, normal we say Leime Ketanoi when we find Tanoim. But Acholik and Machlekes Amiroim, we say Leime Ketanoi. Why here we're not saying Leime Ketanoi? It's like Rabbi Nudovitz, because Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak doesn't have a Manda Omar like him. Again, this goes with the shit that Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a separate Manda Omar. But we had a tzad in the Rishonim that Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak is only a Shlomet. Rabbi Nuchananel is interesting. In our Gemara he says, Tani Namehochi to Rove. But in Darda Mudbeis, when he says, Tani Namehochi, it's mashmadir that Abai is going to live in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Tani Namehochi, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Sor Miboteichem. Mi Be'erev Yontef. Yom Rishon is going on Erev Yontef. Oyeino Yelo Beyontef Atzmoy. Oyeino Yelo Beyontef Atzmoy. Talmud Leimar, Loisishcha Tal Chometz Dam Zivchi. Loisishcha Tes HaPesach Ve'adayin Chometz Kayo. And if it is, it's a Gilean Tashbisu, if it is, it's a Nayalav, and the Mele is a Tashbisu. Divri Rabbi Yishmol, so this is exactly like Rov. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Eino Yitzorich. Harei Oimer, Ach Bayim Orish, and Tashbisu Saom Yiboteichem. Vekziv Kol Meloche Leisas. Omotzinu Laavore, Sheyav Meloche. ומצינו לעבור שיהב מלוכת. סבל מוצינו לעבור שיהב מלוכת על עצמי לכס שריפה. מצינו לעבור שיהב מלוכת שריפה. And תשביסו is cannot be in Pesach because you're not allowed to do fire in Pesach. Has to be that תשביסו goes on Arboso. More later we'll speak out the Cheshman of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you can't do the fire and Yontef, you have to do the fire before Yontef, so Vaistois Tashbisu Bayoy Mashvi is going on Yudalet. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Eino Tzorich. Hare Oimer Ach Bayoy Marish and Tashbisu Somi Boteichem Iberov Yontef. Eino Lo Bi Yontef, Tamud Loimer Ach Chilek. Chetzi Mutar Chetzi Osu. Vehi Bi Yontef Atzmo Im Mishori. O Yizgaz Ashbos Atzor Lachilas Chomes, Vachilas Chomes Lachilas Matzo. So we have three droshes how we know that Bayom Rishon Tashbisu is not the first day of Pesach, but Bayom Rishon Tashbisu is going on Erev Pesach. Three droshes that it's going on Erev Pesach. One droshe that it's going on Erev Pesach is from the Sishchat Al Chometz, like Rove. One droshe, Tashbisu is Sreifa, you can't do Sreifa beyond that. This is Rabbi Akiva. Muzan that the Sreif is Erev Yontef, we'll get back to understand Rabbi Akiva. And then we have Rabbi Yossi, the Girsa and Rabbi Nudovitz, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Oimer, Eino Tzorich, Arei Oimer, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Saor Miboteichem Iberev Yontef. Oieno Elo Biyontef, Tamud Loimer Ach Chilek, Vehi Biyontef Atzmo, Im Mishori. You can't do it in Yontef, for Iskez Asbos Asor, Lachilas Chomets. Lachilas Chomets, Lachilas Matz. And what is interesting is, the first Manda Omar is like Rove. Very good. The Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Glad. Rabbi Akiva learns the Cheshvin from Sreif. What is Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Says Tashbisu, says Lo Imotze. It can be in the same time. Has to be that it's before. Because it can't be Tashbisu by Yoyim Ashvi, in the beginning of Pesach. You have Bali Roy or Bali Motze in that time. Has to be that Tashbisu is before. This is the Cheshman of the Gemara. It can be that Tashbisu is in Pesach. It says Bali Roe Bali Motze. So it can be in the same time. Has to be that it's before. Now this is Be'etzem Kimat what Abaye said. It's Kimat what Abaye said. Abaye said, the way Rashi explained it, we have Stira Sapsukim. It says Tashbisu. It says Bali Roe. It can be. has to be that it's before. Right? This was the cheshbon of Abaye. It says tashbisu, it says balichoe, it can be at the same time. Has to be that it's before. This is Be'etzin, the cheshbon of Rabbi Yisai HaKlili. It can be that you're allowed to make tashbisu in Pesach, you have a balichoe, a balimotze. And it's even by night, iskes achilas tashbisu, achilas chomas, achilas chomas, achilas matzah, it starts from the night. But there's one difference. When Abaye had the drosha, it was without the ach chilak. Rashi explained the drosha that it can be tashbisu at the beginning of Pesach. Shimas yom solim botze, afilu shoachas. Harisho bo shoachas, it can be. Has to be that tashbisu is erev Pesach. And here, when Rabbi Yisai HaGlili says the drosha becomes a much bigger drosha. It says, ach chilak. And half of the day mutar, half of the day osu. How it could be in the first day of Pesach? Muzayin, then it's erev Pesach. Now Rashi goes and explains, but without the ach chilak, Rashi speaks out. Without the ach chilak, zokt Rashi, I could have arayin zet tashbisu in the beginning of Pesach. It says shivas yomim saor lo imotze. So you're not allowed to have it. So how you could say that you have tashbisu? I read this what Rashi said in Dalad Amud Beis Dibur Amasru Shivas Yomim. Sho afilu sho achas b'teich ha-shivas yomim. V'ksiv ach b'yem ha-rishon tashbisu. Rabbi sho ha-sho achas. So keitzad. Al koch ha-rishon rishon koidem l'shiv ha-ko amar. Because you're not allowed to. So now Rashi comes and says a shtikl teich. Look in Rashi. Ach chilak, hiter lecho ha-kosu v'lasho yisu miksos ha-yoyim b'yuroi. V'yum b'yori b'yondev, mishori la-ashu yeklal? And here's the two lines in Rashi that are the sugya. The love ach ikel meimar b'yoyim orishin ben hashmoshes shutchila sayoyim, aval hashto al kochach b'toich yom biyuri shori kol hashuri. This Rashi is a medrash pli. We learned dalad amud beis Abaye came. And Abaye said, I have stira sapsukim. What was the stira sapsukim of Abaye? Abaye said, I have a stira sapsukim. It says, shivas yomim seoir lo yimotze beboteicha. You're not allowed to have chometz for 7 days. And it says, tashbisu b'yoyim harishon. It means you burn it in the beginning. So it means for 1 minute you're allowed to have it. It can be. This was the Gemara and Dalad Amud Beis. And Tesis asked, why not? Masha Manas Levaroi. Tesis asked, why not? Areyu Kemevuo. Aber Rashi learned that the Shivas Yomim cannot sit together with Bat Betashbisu. Why? Because it says Shivas Yomim Soir Lo Imotze Beboteicha. You're not allowed to have chometz in your house 7 days. Shivas yomim saor lo imotze beboteichem. And it says tashbisu al mesho bo shoachas le'etem. You're allowed to have it for a second. That is the kasha of the Gemara. And from that kasha, we answered that has to be that tashbisu is biyudalet. Now Rabbi Yosi HaGlili is saying the same drosha. But he's saying the drosha was steht achilak chetzi from the yom is muter. How it could be? The whole day is also. So Rashi, why you have to come to achilak? Ask the kasha without achilak. So Rashi, without achilak, I don't have a kasha. You burn it in the beginning, and then it's baliro. L'chura, this is what Rashi did not like in Dalad Amud Beis. In Dalad Amud Beis, Rashi explained Abaye. That Abaye is asking a kasha. It says 7 days you can't have chometz. It says in the first day to burn it. It means that I start to burn in the beginning of the first day. If I'm not allowed to have chometz, I can't burn then. Obviously, Bayom HaRishon is not talking first day of Pesach, it's talking on Yudalit. This is the Cheshbon of Abaye. Rabbi Yosef Aglini says exactly the same Cheshbon, but with adding the words, Valet says, Achilak, half of the day is Mutar, half of the first day is Mutar. So Rashi, why do you have to say Achilak? Say exactly. It says 7 days not to have, it says Tashbisu. So Rashi, no, I will burn it mamash in the beginning of the day. Oh, but this is what Rashi and Dan and Mutbe said, that it doesn't work. And if you remember Rabbeinu David, Tanya Nami Ochi, Siyata Le'abaye. And Rashi is explaining, Rabbi Yosef Aglini is the one that has to be similar to Abaye. And Rashi himself is explaining it different. So again, the last two lines. The Ilav Ach, Igele Meimar, Beyemarishim Ben Ashmoshes, Shuat Chol Asayon. Aval Hashto Al Kocho, Betoich Yoyim Biyur, Ishori Leikro, it can be, has to be, that it's Yudalet, and then exactly the same Loshon. It's Yom Biyuroi, the whole day you have to burn, just Chatzi as Mutar and Chatzi as Osir. How we answer the Rashi? It's a Medrash Pliya. Everyone stalls on this Rashi. The Prime Godim in Rosh Yosef says, and this is Be'etzem a Raya to what we said in the beginning of Zman. Remember we said a Yesoid, that the way it works is day and night and it's dates. The dates change. Today is Yom Chamishi. Later, today will be Friday. The Friday starts when Wednesday finishes. Tuesday finishes, Friday starts. Day and night don't have to go together. We said it could be that the beginning of Ben Ashmoshes is day, but it's tomorrow. Then the night comes, and then the day of the other day comes. That was the whole Cheshbon we said in the Beis Amud Aleph. That is one Musag of Yoim, and is one Musag of Laila. Ein Beinim B'Samigdosh B'Laila. But it could be that the day already changed, the date changed before. So this is the pshat. Yochol miboid yoyim. Avad, you have to eat matzah l'aseda miboid yoyim. Or it could be already that it's already tesvot. Tamulema balaylo. Zman shematzah mor. That is the yesoid. Mele zokter hazeh. First pshat in this Rashi, and then to answer the stiras Rashi. First the pshat. The pshat in Rashi is, Rashi knows what he said before, that it doesn't make sense. If you have 7 days that you're not allowed to have chometz, if it says tashbisu in the beginning, we have a stiras apsukim. And from that Abaye came and Abaye said, obviously Bayom HaRishon is not the first day of Pesach, because there is baliroi balimotze. Obviously tashbisu is not in that time. Obviously tashbisu is before that time. Tashbisu is Bayom Yudalet, that is the cheshbon of Abaye. Rashi came to Nafhei, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili says the same cheshbon, but he says it with Ach. Ach is a half a day. How it could be Tashbisu in the first day of Pesach? Half of the day could be Mutar, Siken Izayin. Half of the day could be Mutar, Siken Izayin. For Rashi, why you have to say the Ach? Without the Ach. It says 7 days not to have Chometz. It says Tashbisu. It can't be in the first day of Pesach, because Shobo Miktas Le'etel. This is the way Rashi was learning. So Rashi asks it, and Rashi says, without the Ach, Rashi is giving us the remez. He doesn't say in the beginning of the day, Ben Ashmoshes. Why Ben Ashmoshes? Rashi would say, without the Ach, B'tchil Asayim Yisroif. No. B'tchil Asayim, you can't burn. Ben Ashmoshes. What Rashi means, Ben Ashmoshes? Zog de Rosh Yosef, Rashi means like this. Lama Zogin, 6 o'clock in the evening, the date changes. When Ashmosha starts, it's already Friday. But when it's night, not 6 o'clock, 6:30 it becomes night. But when it's Tisvov, Tisvov is already 6 o'clock when the day changed. So Rashi in Daf Dalet said that it can be the Tashbisu in Tezvov. Tezvov, you're not allowed to have chometz. From 6 o'clock, it's Bali Roy, Bali Motze. If it says Tashbisu in the first day, it means 6 o'clock, you could burn it. Obviously, Tashbisu is the day before. This is Rashi in Daf Dalet and Mutbeis. Gla. Tezis asks, no, maybe at the same time. Masham Nas Levaroy, Areyu Kemevuo. What happened in Daf Hei? Daf Hei, the Gemara said be'etzem, Shivas Yomim Se'oir Lo Yimotze Beboteichem, maybe it's only by day. And maybe by night, Bichlal is nobody roe. Answers the Gemara in Hei Amud Aleph, from where we know that Bali Roe starts in the night. What is the answer? From where we know that Bali Roe starts in the night? Tachlis, the end of the Hekesh, from where? From where? Matzah. From when you're allowed to eat matzah? By night. You're allowed to eat matzah and taste the siyantef? No, the first day is not absochim. It's b'erev teichlu matzahs. The matzah is only by night. So if the svov starts in 6 o'clock, and night is in 6:30, when do you eat matzah? 6:30. This means you can't make an early yantef in Pesach. Because it's a din b'erev. It doesn't make a difference if the date changes or not. It's a din b'erev. Now, if we learn Bali Roy by night from Matzah, so from when Bali Roy starts? From 6:30 or from 6? 6:30. So Rashi ben Ashmosh, you could burn it. Tashbisu could be in Tezvav, and it's time before night. Now, first of all, read the Rashi inside. The ilav ach ikel meimar bayoyim orishim beben Ashmoshes. And if you go on the beginning of Rashi, it's even more. Not mitchilas hayom. Ve'al kol hashbos asor kishetefshach. Ve'im ken lemashkachas achilek. Ve'ilav ach ikel meimar bayom harishon shehutchilas hayom. So Rashi has a itza. Baliro is 6:30. Tashbisu 6 o'clock. This means Rashi calls it ben Ashmoshes. He doesn't say stam tchilas hayom. Why Abaye can't say it? Why Abaye can't say it though? Why Abaye can't say this? Why by Abaye Rashi without the ach? So here Rashi says, so b'meila I don't have a stira. But Val it says achilak. So it says that half of the day is muter. It can't be half of the first day is muter. So it has to be that it's going from before. Why in Abaye Rashi didn't want to give this Givaldic idea? It's Givaldic idea. Why Rashi didn't give this Givaldic idea in Abaye? The Teretz is, Abaye was going before the Hekesh. Abaye was going before the Hekesh. Abaye started, it says, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Lo Yimotze Beboteichem. And it says Tashbisu Hokeitzat. He didn't know that maybe by day. He says still it says seven yomim. It says Tashbisu. It can be, has to be Biyudalet. But after the Gemara said that maybe it's only by yom, and you have to come to the Hekesh, then the Raya from Abaye is only from Achilak. So here in the Gemara, when the Gemara brings down the Hekesh and the Drosha, the Raya is from Achilak. Abaye was before that Gemara. So when Rashi explained the Gemara before the Hekesh, Rashi explained that Tashbisu is a stira, the Bali Roe, Bali Motze. But the Maskone, that the only way we know Bali Roe by night is from Matzah, and Matzah only starts Bo'erev Toichlu Matzahs, so Bali Roe will only start Bo'erev. So you have that couple seconds Ben Ashmoshes that you could have the Tashbisu in that time. This is
difference from Maskana?
What? It's no difference. You're learning from the Ach. It's the same thing.
Rabbi
Yossi is a Tani, not Al. Abaye comes after. Rabbi Yossi said, whole Cheshman. We asked the Kasha, why Rabbi Yossi has to come to the Ach? Because without the Ach, you don't have a Kasha. This is what Rashi explains. By Abaye, before the Hekesh, Rashi didn't need to come to the Ach. So Rashi was minding the Kasha, Stiras Apsukim without the Ach. That is the Cheshbon of Rashi. Comes out that if this cheshbon is emes and lechud is the only way to answer the stiras harashi, I'll tell you in a second what the Milchus Chinuch answers. You will choose yourself. But this is the answer of the Rashi Yosef. So first that we have an answer on Rashi. It's mechazek everything what we said beginning of Zman, that Rashi, that mechudish de keshite, that is a musik, that the day starts but it's not night. All of that havana. That now comes out that it's a mefurish Rashi. The Moshe, we have to know the Minchas Chinuch also starts on the Seore. Everyone starts on the Seore. Stira Sarashi. And Rashi and Davdala the Mudbei state that Tashbisu cannot be in the beginning of Pesach Valizabaliroe, the Mele Tzmucha that's Yudalit, Tesis Askashis, that was the whole Shiur in Davdala Mudbei. And here Rashi says, no, it could be in the beginning. Only because Achilik, a half a day, you can't give it a half a day. Yeah, this is the steer. So the answer. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, I will say andere Teire. He has Reis in the Shas. He says, Abaya holds. Tashbisu is a Maisa Hashbose. So Rashi has a kasha. You can't do a Maisa Hashbose in the beginning of the 7 days. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that it has to be Mushbos. If it has to be Mushbos, it's enough that I mashbis before, and when the 7 day comes, when the first day comes, it's already Mushbos. But we were asking in Rashi and Avdar and Mudbeis, that Lechur of Tashbisu is just to be Mushbos. So what is the stira? We answered it. But we answer that. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, that will be taken in the Vikuach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili will learn that the getter of Tashbisu is to be Mushbas. So Tashbisu be Yom Harishon. How? You get rid before, so be Yom Harishon is Mushbas. And Abaye learns you have to do a Maisa Hashbos. And Minchas Chinuch is busy to prove that Rabbi Yosi Aglili will hold like that, and Abaye will hold like that, and that will be a Shtikel Teir.
Why do you have to wait to finish Masus?
You don't have to wait. It has to be in the beginning of the day. If it goes on Pesach, it has to be the beginning of the day. And Rashi means the beginning of the day. The word Ben Hashmoshes Rashi means Tchila Sayon. We're not Medayik, the word Ben Hashmoshes that it means Epes Bazunda Ben Hashmoshes. This is the way the Milchas Chinuch wants to answer. So we have a Stira Sarashi, so Rechim God, Stira Sarashi. And if you learn it's a Stira Sarashi, so Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not in the Bismedrash of Abaye. Rabbi Nudovit says that it's the Zolba Bismedrash. Tani Namiochi, Rove is like Rabbi Kiv, like the first man Omar, and Abaye is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That is the source of the Shmaise. So Rabbi Nudovit, Rabbi Nuchanan, and you write, only brings down Rove like the first man Omar, but in Dalad Amud Beis, when he says Abaye, he says, we can Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So, other we have a stira and Rashi tzorichim, other the geoyness of the Rosh Yosef, that avade. Rashi holds you can't have it in the beginning. Oh, but after the drosha, the moki from Baliroa is from matzah, from achilas matzah. So, b'meile it only starts and tastes. It says in the beginning of the psochim that matzah is only when it's mamish laila. And we said yochol miboid yoyim tamud lemar ba'avur zelu amartu b'shem matzah morer except for the briskerov yochol miboid yoyim when the day changed. Talmud Leimar ba'avur zelu amartu b'shem matzah morer morer v'lecho says bo'erev techlu matzahs sibutis mitzrayim. It's not enough that the day changed. You have to take a half night. And the Moshul Tesis Pesach will not be mechayim baliroi. It has to be a din in the night. V'meile, so Rashi, I could do Tashbisu the second before it's night. Mashayeg in Abaye was before the droshes. Other than Minchas Chinuch's me'alach. That Abaye will learn that it's a ma'ase hashbose, so it can't be before. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Alochik Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that it's a din to be mushbas. This is the whole Terech. Chatzoy is to be mushbas before. Rashi holds you do the bitul. This is the whole Minchas Chinuch that we said. That it's not a din of ma'ase hashbose. So you do tashbisu in the beginning of the seven, in the first day. How? You burn it before. And while you burn it before, b'mele it's mushbas. And b'mele you mekayim the mitzvah. B'mele you mekayim the mitzvah. How Tesis will learn? How Tesis will learn? How Tesis will learn? Tesis learns that we're not asking Stiras Apsuki. Why? You could burn it when it's awesome. It's not a Stira. Right? Stop. I'm waiting for Yisofe. It's a Yisofe Le Mevini, but it's a Yisofe. Okay, we have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a problem. How you can make a fire in the beginning of Pesach. How you could do Tashbis in the beginning of Pesach didn't bother Rabbi Akiva. And it comes out, Abaye says Tiras Apsukim. How could be Tashbis in the beginning of Pesach? Then Rabbi Yisrael Glil is like Abaye, very Gishmak. Rabbi Akiva, okay, also Rabbi maybe didn't learn like Abaye. But we have to know, Rabbi Akiva says, how you could do fire in Pesach. But other problem, how I do fire in Pesach, was not a stira. But we call him Taisus learns that it's never a stira. Yeah, Baliroi, Tashbisu, Amenas Levaroi, you're not over, Hareu Kemevuo, you're not over, it's not a stira. Taisus learned that it's never a stira. Baliroi and Tashbisu, it's not a stira. If Baliroi and Tashbisu is not a stira, this is the way Taisus learned. That Baliroi and Tashbisu is not a stira. So what Rabbi Yosi Aglili wants? The Teretz says, Taisus said pshat in Abaye, that Abaye says is an extra word, the Rishon, the Rishon is extra. Why? It says, by Yom Rishon, it says, Shivasyoim Saulo Imotze, Tashbisu. Why it says, Bayoim Orishoim? That was the stira. That was the stira lefitasis. So Abaye's stira sapsukim was not lefitasis Rashi's stira. No, extra word by Rishoim. It says, Shivasyoim Saulo Imotze, it says, Bayoim Orishoim. Why you need the word Rishoim? The word Rishoim is extra. The word Rishon is extra. Now we have Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not learning the extra word of Rishon. So what Rabbi Yosi Aglili is learning? The stir from the Achilek. So the Tesis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not Mamish Abaye. You're right, the second Teretz of Tesis, V'oid midichsiv ach b'darshin lekamon, the V'oid of Tesis was Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The first Teretz of Taisus Taka tried to say Pshat in Abaye, they like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Ve'oid of Taisus, it's exactly Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Taisus, the next Taisus says already that we could have gone Rabbi Yosi Aglili. But the Ve'oid of Taisus, Midichsiv Ach, Bedarshin, Lekamon, Ach, Hilak, that is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, as a Taisus here, I want to do him B'Ktzoro. It's a big Tesfus. I'm just to mention the Yesodus of Tesfus. Rabbi Akiva says you can't burn the Chometz in Pesach. Has to be that Tashbisu is before Pesach. Now before the Shema Minah. Frank Tesfus, why you can't burn Chometz in Pesach? Pesach is Yontif, you're allowed to cook in Yontif. So you're right, in the beginning of burning, you're not allowed to be nene from the chometz. But the eifer is muter. Afar gav the shisor of yasa gicholim and also in mutaras. So you're allowed to cook? Oy meri, the svoru, the krodet ashbisu mairi b'chol inyan, afilo yotzor legech, ein yotzorich. Shem says you burn it, what if you don't need it? Even so is a mitzvah to burn. So it can be that the Torah was matter to burn if you need the ashes. Say it. Or what does the Ina mean? Kevon, the mitchila sa'avore, eino yochoy lehenes mimenu, af al gav she'iye lo yanoe mimenu achar kach osu. K'min edomi ben edomi shen krevim biyot ben edomi, arava pi sheyesh b'maychal hedyoit, lebasoif. Then Morgan Avrom understands, Psha, while in the beginning I can enjoy, so I'm not allowed to cook. Frank the Morgan Avram, when you take raw meat and you start to cook it, after 2 minutes you can enjoy the meat. Also you can't enjoy it. Another 5 hours it'll be hard to eat. I take a piece of chometz, takes me an hour, and then I can enjoy the ashes. What is the difference? What? Taisa says, he asked the Rabbi Akiva says, I can do a fire. In a second we'll see in Amud Beis what the Gemara is going to from Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva said it can be Tashbisu Bayoim Pesach because it's a fire, and now the Gemara understands that the fire is Bizman Isuroi, so it can be that Tashbisu is going on the first day of Pesach because you can't do a fire. For this is in Yontif, you're allowed to cook. What is the Isur to cook in Yontif? You're allowed to cook in Yom Tov. So Taisa says, first you have to enjoy it. Maybe we're talking to a guy that doesn't need ashes. So this is the first talents. Ina mizok teisves, val, you only allowed to be nene from the chometz. When it became eifel, of a kolzman, it's not eifel. You can't be nene. So you're not allowed to burn it. The Mogen Avraham understood, I have to be nene now. For you don't understand, every meat that you cook, you can't be nene now. Mogen Avraham takes halachas lemaisa from that. Person has a kind of mukze. That it's also to be nene, but if he mixes it with different zachen, it'll become mutter. So he declares, if you're allowed to mix it. He says, no, but I can't start to mix it, because when I start to do it, the val, I can't be nene. What? But chometz, in another hour, when it's ashes, I could be nene. I could be nene. I'm allowed to cook and eat food. What happens? I want to explain. How you cook, you took, you know, a person wants to make a barbecue. You have to use ashes, and when the ashes, you could cook. Oh, I'm saying, this is the derech. So you take the chometz, you turn it to ashes, and on that, you make meat. This is Yom Tov. This is what Taisa is bringing. Once Taisa says, you're allowed to. You're allowed to do that. So Frank Taisa says, why Rabbi Akiva says you can't burn in Yom Tov? What is the problem? You want to use it to cook on these ashes. You make coals out of that. But this is Taisa's discussion. He doesn't answer, you're not allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it like a tchila. With the Rabbanan, but with the Raisi, you're allowed to do it. So Frank Taisa, so what is the problem of Rabbi Akiva? So Taisa's first tells, but mashma, even a guy that doesn't eat. Aber sag kurz im da. So das ist noch. Wir schlimm mal, weil der hätte er noch ist only later. I don't understand. A person wants to cook real meat and he has a piece of wood. So he burns it till it becomes like coals and then he cooks it. You allowed to do it in Yom Tov? Yes. The first hour you can't do nothing. If you put under the meat, will just burn. So I do it, I prepare alamo. You have chuk. The water boils and then you use it. As the Mogen Avraham says, stay do in tasteless, that if I can't be nana in the beginning, it's also.
There's a different shame. It's
muktzah. So what? Muktzah is the rabbi.
You're coming into Yom Tov.
Why are you doing it now?
Before you even.
So what? Even so what? It's also. My this the shaila. What is the difference? So what? So what? I can't be nene from the meat. I can't be nene. I'm allowed to cook to be nene later.
Because I'm able to cook. So right now it's muktzah. This one meat now is muktzah.
I'm allowed to be cooking. I'm cooking meat on this meat. I have pieces of wood and I have bread. Both of them, after 10 minutes of burning, becomes like red coals that I could cook on it meat. So I'm allowed to put the wood in, takes me half an hour, it's ready, and then I put the meat in it, I'm allowed to do it in the other. And I'm not allowed to do this bread, and of them is tumah halchim. It's tumah halchim, I said, I don't want to go, I just want to mention it, b'ktzor, it's not a sugya. But we have to know, it's a taste though, and the second teretz. The first teretz, vice holds that it's mutter. He just told, not mistaba, that the Torah was talking, Michai Gavne, dafka, that the person needs it. But Taisa told that Be'etzem it's muta. And Yom Tov, I'm allowed to be nene. A lot of things are not ready. You can't even eat them in the beginning. So the Mogen Avraham is mechadish that it's us. Meat. He says, meat Be'etzem, I'm allowed to be nene now from the meat. So b'meile, grade it's a chisor nechetimtze. Here, val, I can be nene now from the Maisa Yom Tov. No. Val, I can be nene now from the Maisa Yom Tov. I can be nene from the Maisa Yom Tov. And I need it to become mutter. So then I don't have a heter. Meishma. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says Texas never meant to ask such a thing, and there's no svara to ask. He says it's while I have a mitzvah to burn it, and the ikar what I'm doing now, I'm misasik and burning it, so it doesn't have a shame of a maisa anoy. And this is what Texas tells from korbanos. Korbanos is exactly the same. Every korban, when I start to shech the animal, what you cut one semen. You could do something with the animal now, nothing. That's what I could do. Finish the cut it, I will cook it. Maybe in 10 hours I can eat something out of this. But I'm allowed to. The Fidam Mogen Avraham. The Fidam Kiva Eger. But I'm doing it because I want to eat meat. Mashiach in a korban. When I shech the korban, I'm shechting it to Hashem. Even if in the end, the kodshim, the kodshim kalim becomes roya lechayim, I'm allowed to take it. Aval, the ikar korban is Hashem, and it's no heter if I'm doing Hashem and not lechol tzorcheichem. B'meile it's also. So these are the two tirutzim. I'm saying again, it's a limud b'fnei atzmo and tasteless. What is the hesber? But mikol mekoyim, chometz you can burn in Pesach even if you want to cook on it. Of them, so the Gemara Omar Rove Shmamino min Rabbi Akiva Tlas Shmamino in biur chometz elos reife Shmamino avoro lechalek yotzes v'shmamino lo yamrinen hoil v'hutro avoro lezeirech hutro nami shaloi lezeirech. So there's three shmaminos from Rove, from Rabbi Akiva. Ein biur chometz elos sreifa, because if you, Rashi says, if it's not sreifa, it could be mefar v'zer el ruach. So what is the problem to do it in Yontif? V'shmamino avor el echalek yotzis. V'shmamino lo yamrinen, hoil v'hutro avor el tzerich hutro nami shaloi lezerich. So today we will learn the middle shmamino. Shmamino avor el echalek yotzis. What is avor lechalek yotzes? The Gemara says we have lametes oves melochem, and then we have lo yisevaru eish bechol moshviseichem biyoyim haShabbos. Frank, the Gemara in Shabbos, why you need the love of lo yisevaru eish bechol moshviseichem biyoyim haShabbos? It says lo yisasi kol melochem. So Rabbi Yossi holds Havoro lelav yotzes. To say that when you make a fire, it's only a lav. All of the lametes of his melochas chiyuv skile. Fire is only a lav. Rab Nosson says lechalek yotzes. I would think you only chayiv if you do all the lametes of his melocha together. Shtei no lezevaru eish. Even if you do one of them separately, you also chayiv. Omar Rove from Rabbi Akiva, you see that he holds lechalik yotzes. Now that it's a av meloche, just don't think you have to do all the 39 together. You know, even if you do one of them, you chayiv. Oh, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold lelav yotzes, that it's only a lav. Why? Why? How we know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that it's only a lav? Zok teisves, and it's Rashi. Lechalik yotzes. Midekori lei av meloche. Stop, loshen Rabbi Akiva. Vemotzinu lavor oshi av meloche. Vais nois, he doesn't own the lav yotzes. But Tesis brings down b'shem de rivo nozeb shat. Ve'oid oime rivo. De la mande omar le lav yotzes. Loi hoyo osu beyontef. Keivon de ein shem meloche olof. Le mande omar le lav yotzes. You'll be allowed to burn the chometz in yontef. Why? Why you be allowed to burn the chometz in yontif? The man doma lelav yotzes, you be allowed to burn the chometz in yontif. The man doma that it's av melocha, you can burn it in yontif. But if it's lelav yotzes, you could burn it in yontif. Why you could burn it in yontif? Why if it's a lav, you could burn it in yontif? We'll see, Teis doesn't say Esedei Chalaisis. We'll see later in Rabbi Nuchanan, Loch Kabbalah Sotayah. Zok de Beis Halevi. It's a very big Yisoidis Dike Beis Halevi. It's time Kedai to know it. It adds in the whole Yediya Sotayah. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Melocha. And Yontif, you're allowed to do Melocha? Chutzim cooking, you're allowed to do Melocha? Why? Why not allowed to do Melocha? Says lo yisase kol meloch. Says lo yisase kol meloch. Yeah, so you're not allowed to do meloch. Zog de Beis Halevi. What would be something that is not called meloch? Something that is not called meloch. I'll tell you what. Is a lav. Lo yisavaru eish. If lechalek yotzes, Hashem took it out of lametes of his meloche, and he calls it only a lav, right? So it's called lesasek meloche or not? And Shabbos says lesasek meloche. If you do it, we kill you. Then it says Leisevaru Esh. Obviously, Esh is not in the group. So Leisevaru Esh is called a Melocha or not called a Melocha? If Lelav Yotzes, it's not a Melocha. If it's not a Melocha, Zog the Beis Halevi, you could do it in Yom Tov. You're allowed to make Melocha in Yom Tov. Leisevaru Esh, Bechol Mosh Meseichem B'Yom HaShabbos. Moshe told us that Hashem told him not to do it. We have a pasuk. Hashem came down to Har Sinai and told Moshe, "Tell them, lo yisevaru esh bechol mosh meseichem b'yom haShabbos." And the Gemara says, "Why Hashem has to tell us that? We know you're not allowed to do melocha." So one man the Omar holds lechalek, and one man the Omar lelav. Lo yisasu melocha. This is not a part of lo yisasu. And someone will say, "So why not to do it?" I'm telling you not to do it. And if you do it, you just get malchus. This is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Nosson holds no. Avad, it's a regular av. If it's lelav yotzes, so it's not included in loisase kol meloch. Lemosho, he says another nafkemina. Mechamel, if a person makes an animal to walk in Shabbos, it's not included. It's a special lab. We learn out manyonuach. What is the market? We learn that you're not is the isur of mechamel racha behemte b'Shabbos to ride an animal or to make an animal to go. It's also in Yom Tov or not. Machlekes Ramban and Rashba. Zog de Besalevi, does it a shayla? If something that is not called a meloche is also to do in Yom Tov or not. So, Bemele, Taisa says, if Lelav Yotzes, it's not a meloche, Bemele, you'll be allowed to do it in Yom Tov. Now, what's how the first Teretz of Taisa's? So you could say the first time I saw that in Yom Tov you're not allowed to do things, even that it's not called a melocha. You learn Shabbos out of Yom Tov. Yom Tov out of Shabbos. Shabbosim. What is also in Shabbos, also in Yom Tov. You don't say this whole shtickle there. Or, Zog de Minchas Chinuch, the first time we learn, fire is also melocha. Lechalek Yotzeh is that even that it's a melocha, it's only a lav. But not that it's called a melocha. But again, the Yisoyin is the Yisoyin of Beis Halevi. That be'etzem in Yom Tov the gather of the Isur is Loisase Meloche. That is the gather of Isur Yom Tov. Shabbos has the Meloches, and it has things, Lemoshel. I'll give you a big thing that Mr. Levi speaks about, to go out Tchum in Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk out of the Tchum. Why? It's a Meloche? No. Why are you not allowed to go out of Tchum? What? Rabbon and Tchum de Reise? Why? Why are you not allowed to? Lo yeitze ish mi mekoy moy. Moshe Rabbeinu told him not to leave. Zog de Beis Halevi, and Yontif will be no tchumim. No sheikh is the meloche. All of the parshas that says in Shabbos are in Shabbos. Lo yisase kol meloche says in Yontif, so we could take it from Shabbos. Everything that is not included in lo yisase kol meloche, as they learned the Beis Halevi, pshat and teisus teretz. Now, the first teretz, other, he's cholek in this whole yesod, and he holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same. Like you learned before, you heard this Beis Halevi. Says, you know, do meloch and Yom Tov, Shabbos, Shabbosen, it's the same gedorim. To cook, it says you're allowed to. Well, it says you're allowed to. But be'etzim, it's in the same gedorim. So, this is the first way Beis Halevi says. Beis Halevi says, but the yesod that he's mechadish, that something that is not called a melocha will not be osur in Yom Tov. I'm saying it could be nafkimini legabi tchumim, it could be nafkimini legabi mechamer. He wants to say even legabi the kids, l'man yenuach, shvisas behem to shvisas bonov, the reise, l'man yenuach, ato, bincho, it says in Shabbos, in Yom Tov it doesn't say l'man yenuach. It's not a melocha, it's a bazunder halocha. But lechurude, Beis Halevi is right. It's chelik aleph simen tesvov. That this is davona and tesis. This is davona and tesis. I'm saying Michas Chinuch wants to go like the Beis Halevi and says that even the first teretz is maske. That in Yom Tov it's only that it's meloche. The first teretz holds that lelav yotzes is not saying that meleches avore is not a meloche. It is a meloche. Just grade, you don't get mis on it. But it's a meloche. Everything that was in the Mishkan is called a meloche. Tchumim takia will not be noyeg beyond. This is one chelik. The second chelik is the first shmamino. Shmamino in biuchometz elo sreifo. Because Rabbi Akiva said, "Lo mazal we'll see the Rashi." Shmamino in biuchometz elo sreifo. Midloy nafkelo da yomarishen erev yontev hu elo mishum da osu leaver beyontev. Shmamino svir elay leRabbi Yude da Omar leKamon in biuchometz elo sreifo veYolif leMinoisa. Diyash b'sosoy bechol davar lukme beyontev. ויברנו בדבר אחר יאכילנו לכלבים או ישליחנו לים נתיב תשפיסו אז נעצריף you could do it in יונטף אבל כבר I didn't have a problem how I do תשפיסו at the beginning of יונטף hey, he only had a problem how I could do שריף in the beginning of יונטף אבל if תשפיסו אז לב בשריף He doesn't have to do it b'sreifa. Yevarenu b'davar acher, yachilenu leklovim, yashlichenu leyam. So first, miyad, everyone that reads the Rashi, why Rashi was not easier? Mefarer v'zeir el ruach, like Rabbanan say. Why Rashi found a new nusach? The il lavash b'sos, if he doesn't hold b'sreifa, why? To burn it, give it to the dogs and throw it to the water. Mefarer v'zeir el ruach. Loshen ha-mishne bedaf in the beginning of Kol Shor. Rabbi Yudah Oimer Sreife. Rabbanan saying mefarer v'zeir el ruach. Why Rashi decided? Why Rashi decided with a new loshen? One ha-ore. Second ha-ore. Frek de pnei Yeshua. This is the noise here that Ben Hashem we're going to. Frek de pnei Yeshua. Rashi says in Daf Mem Vov, that is an isur to be giving to klovim beyontef chometz. Rashi says if you have chometz, you can't give it to klovim beyontef, because it's called that you're doing a melacha. When the klovim eating it, it's called that you're doing a melacha. As I said, Rashi in Daf Mem Vov. And Rashi and Beitzach of Zayin. The Pnei Yeshua stores on this Rashi. Ben Sashem will have to bear Chove to go in to be Masber the Rashi. We're standing now in the beginning of Shloish Yisimei Akbole. Betchila Shloish Yisimei Akbole. Everyone wants to be Zoicha in the Torah. Chazal tell us Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Moraim and he was learning Chavrusa with the Boira Oilom. Lechem lo yochalti umayim lo yishotisi, and the Medrash says Vohyo loimed v'meshakeach, loimed v'meshakeach, no atzloche ad shenitno lo yitoyro b'matano. When he got it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he managed to have it. Before that, he never managed to have a tfisa in the Torah. Oy loimed v'meshakeach, loimed v'meshakeach, ad shenitno lo Torah b'matono. We know in our Dor, if a person wants to have atzloche and learning, he has to have nitno lo b'matono. A bochur comes to yeshiva and he learns and he learns and he learns. And he doesn't have a tzlochet. And you're wondering why he doesn't have a tzlochet. He's trying and he's trying, and you don't see no tzlochet. The Teretz says, "Aber es no nitna lo teira b'matana." He's learning what Hashem never gave it to him. Even Moshe, with the best Rebbe, with the best Talmid, and learning 40 days, of if the teira was not given b'matana, nothing was left. No one here is better for Moshe Rabbeinu learning with Pia Gvura. We need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Torah. And this is what now we're standing before Kabbalah Satayra. We know that in our Doir, the way to be ready to Kabbalah Satayra, in the old Deiras, was in Yonim, some people could do it with Macholi Cholov, some people could do it with putting trees around, some people could go by davening, by tzaddik. It was all different ways. How was a Echatimtze to have shaykhs to the Torah. And our door, that we're a small people, is brought down in this forum. The only way to be mekabel Torah is with Torah. When a person sits and learns k'mo shetzorich, then he has a dveikus l'Torah. Then he has a koyach, a chibur l'Torah. Then he's connected to Torah. Chafetz Chaim says, Yekoroi mipninim. The Torah is better from pninim. What is pninim? Diamonds. Person knows if he has a diamond, it's a 1 carat diamond. It's worth lamazogin $1,000. If he has 2 carat, it's worth 5,000. If he has 3 carat, mistama, it's worth about 20,000. If he has 4 carat, mistama, it's worth 50,000. What if he has a diamond 50 carat? It's worth billions. Yes, it's not, I don't know if it has a diamond. Fashtenish. Take the diamond of 50 carat, cut it to 50 pieces, it's only $50,000. So what makes it to be such an expensive diamond? It's like the Chofetz Chaim, the Teretz says every small diamond is $1,000. You write 50 small diamonds together are $50,000. But when you have such a diamond, this is a billion. Some Bochim wonder, what is the Pshat? It's in Alam Olam. I'm sure everyone had this question. How it could be the Pshat that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is so choshuv and I'm so little? I'll explain the kasha. Lama Zogin with Chaim, Lama Zogin is 20 times smarter than you, IQ. And 30 times smarter than you. Say? Now, Lama Zogin, you learn 12 hours a day, 10 hours, Lama Zogin. You learn 10 hours a day, he learns 20 hours a day. So he has to be 60 times better than you. How pitam in the end, he's a billion times better than you? What is the koyach? Zogin Meiri and Mishlei. People have a mistake, what is the koyach of Torah? When a person learns an hour, he has a koyach. When he learns 2 hours, it's not the pshat that it's 2 hours, it's 4 hours. When he learns 3 hours, it's 8 hours. When he learns 4 hours, it's 16 hours. When he learns straight 5 hours, it's 32. When he learns 6 hours, it's 64. When he learns 7 hours, it's 128. When he learns 8 hours, he's 250. And when he learns 9 hours, he's 500. And when he gets to 10 hours, it's like 1,000 hours of learning. So a person comes in a day, and he learns an hour, and he stops. He goes out to the bathroom. An hour, he checks his phone. An hour, he takes something not to dry, chas v'shalom, yeah? Another hour, he goes to disturb someone, yeah? Like this, he learns for 10 hours. Just 10 times he stops. It's 10 diamonds, 10 hours he learned today. Reb Chaim is holding in 1,000. Now, you go to sleep by night. So, some people, they go to sleep, they learn by night, they come to the deer, goy. Hey, goy, I don't mean even bad. Goy, Kolnish forgets about yeshiva, forgets about his learning, even if he's time shmuz. No shaykhs. Tomorrow morning, again he starts. Reb Chaim, even if he doesn't learn, but he's not Messiah Das, not behaving like a goy. He comes tomorrow morning, the first hour, 2,000. Second hour, 4,000. In the end of the week, when he learns an hour, it gives him like 100,000 hours. And you wonder, what is the pshat? Sometimes you have a bacher learning in yeshiva. The Chaznish Alamol said the mashal. He said, a bacher comes to yeshiva. He wants to make himself a cup of coffee, tea. He finds out how long it takes. 5 minutes, you have to warm up the kettle. He buys a kettle, puts it into the plug. After 3 minutes, he takes it out. The water is cold. He goes to the second plug. Cold. Another plug, cold. His Israeli water is not good. He buys mineral water. Puts it in 3 minutes, cold. 3 minutes, cold. Kitzer. He decides, you know, he calls his parents if they could send him from America, a special horn on that. He could warm the water. Maybe the Israeli doesn't work. He tries, 3 minutes, it doesn't work. 3 minutes, it doesn't work. He changes the deer. Maybe deer, the sockets will be much better. Gomished. He changes the yeshiva. He can't anymore. And like this, for 3 years, he's trying to make a cup of coffee, and it never got warm. After 3 years, a new roommate comes. Puts the plug for 5 minutes, the water is boiling. He said, how you did it? He says, 5 minutes. He says, I'm trying for 3 years. He says, yeah, but you stopped in the middle. He says, okay, but put all of the minutes together, at least a half a year. It's not a shkat. A guy doesn't understand. Why this bacher came to yeshiva after 3 weeks, he's a mitzuyan. I'm here in yeshiva for 20 years, and I'm a nobody. You learn an hour and you stop. You learn an hour and you stop. And if you don't stop, Hashem sends you a bad friend to schmooze to you. But you don't learn. You don't learn b'ratzifas. The water is not boiling. You don't understand. But I'm learning for 10 years already. The same thing, you understand, the water will never get warm. There's nothing more to do about it. There's no way that you will become a chashve guy. It's mavust. There was two chashve bachim from Panovich. The best two bachim in the old days in Panovich. They were sitting and schmoozing to themselves. If we're the best bachim, Aziz given Amol and Panovich. So they'll be the next two gedolim. That is the way it worked then. And they said to themselves, and we know that's not gishmak to learn. So the Maizah will be the gedolim. We'll be running the show, and we know that the whole thing is a fake. It's like this, they were sitting and schmoozing to themselves in Bnei Brak, they were sitting on a roof and like schmoozing. So we know that in 10 years we're the best in Gilead, and 20 years we're the best in Shashivas. We know that. We know, you know, we're playing the game, we're learning, but we know we're not enjoying it. So what, so the whole thing is fake, really? Because we will be the next gedolim. They didn't realize the Chazon Ish was sitting downstairs. He knew them, they would come to speak to him and learn it. They were chashve guys. And the Chazon Ish went up. I saw it written down from their handwriting. And the Chazon Ish put their hands on them. He was so embarrassed. And he said, I heard, you're right. When you learn an hour, no gishmak. Very hard. Sometimes you have a shikotayra, sometimes you make a seal. 2 hours, no gishmak. 3 hours. And 4 hours, you start to feel epes from the Torah. And 5 hours, you feel you're learning Torah. And 6 hours, you learn Torah Hashem. And in 7 hours, you start to feel a misuki mitvash venoifes tzufi. And 8 hours, you could feel the rachaim hakodeshim or yud derdom yodim mesukus varivus atirah or yurotim umishtagim achareo velo yonech shebeinayim klum. And in 9 hours, you feel like learning with the Boreh Olam. And he was seeing, when he was saying it, the mamash felt like it's happening. He said, you never learned in your life yet. And he asked me, why is no mesukus atirah? We're holding now Erev Shavuos. Everyone wants to be a Choshev Bocher. A guy that doesn't want to be a Choshev Bocher could have stayed in America. He didn't have to be here. Not with us for sure. It's a lot of different places for someone that doesn't want to be Choshev. Everyone wants. No, it's hard. Everyone wants to be Zerich HaTei Kabbalah Sateir. Forget. Take these 3 days that are coming now. Today, tomorrow, Friday. First day, Achone Le Kabbalah Sateir. Take on yourself to learn 8 hours straight. It's not hard. I want to tell you, it's hard in the beginning. It's hard in the beginning. But when you do it, you feel that Mesikus She'ein L'Soif. Some people, they never learn for a long time. The first time, they're so rusty, the attacker that doesn't feel it. But on the second time, they already feel it. It's boduk umenuse. Someone does it 3 times, 8 times, he feels that mesikus. You know, hundreds of people that tried it, I would say 95%, came over to me that they felt it. There was one bacher, he did 3 times, 12 hours, and he came to me, he didn't feel nothing. I almost became apikoyos. So I went to find out. I found out where he sat in Shavuos. The Eilam told me it was such terrible, like no one could have learned near him. Himalashim was disturbing everyone, schmoozing to everyone. He just nailed himself on the bench and sat there and schmoozed to everyone for 12 hours. He didn't feel the mesikus. He never tried. The Bocher takes on himself now. Forget about your friends. I'm serious. Forget about all of your friends. Forget about all of the Narishkeit for 3 days. You want to try? Thank you. You buy a lottery, you try. You want to try to get the Mesikus HaTeira? Take it yourself now. 3 times before Shavuos. Today, tomorrow, and Shabbos. It's not hard. You get ready, you organize yourself, you start from 4 o'clock, you learn straight till 12 o'clock by night. What is the problem? You do it again Friday. I'm telling you, Torah nitna lo b'matana, you never did it in your life. You were never plugged, you never had mesikus ha-teira in your brains. You never had this kedusha to burn you. But you want to be good, and you want. You try it in 5 minutes, the kettle, and it doesn't burn. The sultan has a yitzharoh for the bismedosh. He doesn't tell you to be a favofene bocher. These favofene bochers, Baruch Hashem, are not with us today. For them we're not talking, the ones that didn't manage to make it today. I could sleep in a shlesh magbola. We don't want to see them. Just bad. Shlesh magbola. Bochum cannot be in bismedosh today. It's embarrassed to look at who he is. But everyone wants to be good. Everyone wants to grow. What the Yitzhahorah tells the good guys that come? He doesn't tell you don't learn. But make sure that don't learn straight. Because he knows, in the minute that you learn straight, you're in a different league. You're in a different matzav. It's no shaykhus. It's 10 hours and 1,000 hours. Everyone masks. If you learn 1,000 hours, you know you'll feel good. Everyone is masking. If you learn 2 hours, you feel good. He doesn't want to give you this gishmak of learning 1,000 hours. He doesn't want to give you that. So he fights with you. He makes you itchy on your place. He makes you to go to shmuz to this guy just to remind you this thing. He doesn't want you to be matzliach. He's scared. But if you will win him, forget about your friends. Forget about them. Take 3 days to do achonah lekabbalah satayim. And then little shvuas comes. And you take the whole night and you learn. Now that you go to eat somewhere, come back 12:30 and learn. You eat 1-3 like a short meal and you learn 5 hours after such a achonah. I'm telling you, pitom toyo nit no lebe matono. You would be a different person. I want to tell you, practical. If you don't plan what you will learn, it doesn't work. The guy says, no, okay, I'm doing it. What? I'll be all right. One guy knows, even for him, nishlemaisa. He starts to think, he will find himself, he will chazer a masechta. He knows, because he could make it. Another guy, fuck up, kiss, without fire and arguing in the middle of learning, he will fall asleep. Some has to do this and that. The chokhmah is to find what to do. But to come with a plan. Remember, what will happen? Forget about your friends for 3-4 days and go to Kabbalah Satoiro. Come ready to Kabbalah Satoiro. Make yourself mukhan to Kabbalah Satoiro. And if you do that, Be'ez Hashem, or Bizoich Atake, the same belibeinu lehovin lehaskilu v'uchulo bivris yachad nase v'nishma omru kerech. Am I trying today? Before it's home, you know, down the steps already. Why is the first time? Good time.
It doesn't sound so good.
So, it doesn't want to say.